Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Well, the Minnesota FFA State Convention is going on right now in Minneapolis, and we have two Lacaparral Valley FFA members with us on the phone, Chloe Glagey and Greta Fernals. And Chloe and Glagey, thanks for being on the radio with us today.
Yeah.
So where are you guys right now?
We're at the U of M campus in the Williams Arena.
Okay, so that's where the state convention is, at Williams Arena?
These are the sessions for all of the awards for the state convention. So you get to hear the retiring addresses of the officers, all of the awards, state band and choir. So this is kind of like where everybody gathers. Mm-hmm. And each of the contests are kind of around here. Yeah, they're on the U of M campus.
Okay. So Chloe and Greta, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners a little bit. Tell us what grade you're in, your family, maybe other activities you're involved in at Lacaparral Valley.
Yeah, so my name is Greta Fernals. I'm in eighth grade. I'm involved outside of school in 4-H and FFA. In school, I'm involved in softball and volleyball, and I also manage the Shadows dance team. My parents are Abby Martins and Dominic Fernals.
Hey, I'm Chloe Glagey, and I'm also in eighth grade. Outside of school, I'm involved in 4-H and FFA. And inside of school, I'm in asset builders. I'm also in cross country, track, and shadows. My parents are Lee Glagey and Christy Glagey.
All right. Well, thanks, Chloe and Greta. Well, appreciate you joining us from Williams Arena today. I know you guys have been really busy the last couple days at the state convention. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Okay, so on the first day of state convention, me and Greta competed in conduct of chapter meeting. That is what we came up here for, and we don't know what we placed yet, but conduct of chapter meeting, we pretty much just run a meeting, and we go through all of the rules of parliamentary procedure.
So, and then, like the rule, Robert's Rule of Order or something like that?
Yes. Yep, we run enough Robert's Rules of Order. So conduct of chapter meetings is like a step down from parliamentary procedure. It's more for younger kids to kind of get them in the swing of things and to see if they would like to compete in the parliamentary procedure. We made it here. We qualified for state. We placed fourth at regions, and sadly we didn't make it past prelims, but that's okay because we had an awesome experience.
In conduct of chapter meeting, we have seven officers, but they're kind of, we just like play the officer role. So we have sentinel, president, secretary, treasurer, reporter, vice president, and advisor. And they just take the role, and we go through opening and closing ceremonies, and then we do main motions, and we do four either subsidiary, incidental, or privileged motions.
Mm. Wow, that sounds pretty in depth there. Do you guys get nervous when you do the meetings?
Yeah, a little. Yeah, we had we kind of just like talked to each other before the meetings, and it just gets really nerve wracking, honestly.
Yeah. We just try our best to hype each other up and keep the nerves down.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what did you have planned, or what did you present, or how the meeting went. Then, how did your presentation go?
So for the meeting, we actually do not know what our main motion is going to be about. We get it on a card when we go in there, and then that's when we get our four highlighted other things that we have to talk about. But we do not know which officer is going to get that highlighted part. So you just have to be ready for anything. Like, I'm secretary, and I did not have to say anything. But Greta,
I was treasurer, and I had to amend the main motion.
Okay, so they're judges there, obviously, right?
Yep.
Okay, and what do they judge you on then?
They judge us on how good our debates were, how well we did opening and closing ceremonies, how well we approached, like said, and presented the main motion and the four other motions. And then before state, we had to take an exam. But we had to do it over Google Forms because we couldn't get the paper copy. So we took our exams before state, and that just kind of set us up into what they call like brackets, so we knew kind of who we were going against and when.
Okay. Wow, sounds interesting, that's for sure. Now, I watched a little bit of the FFA State Convention on YouTube this morning, and that's a big production there at Williams Arena, isn't it? A lot of kids involved.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun to watch all the sessions. We're actually about to watch our next session in about an hour or two.
Okay. Tell us a little. Now, FFA stands for?
Future Farmers of America.
Oh, that was wonderful. You did it together. The Future Farmers of America. And boy, you just explained it. It's more than farming, right, Chloe and Greta?
Yeah. FFA is a lot of leadership skills and just developing those leadership skills. And I think State Convention is a great way to develop all those leadership skills.
Okay.
Yeah, same with National Convention. We had a few of our classmates go. And State Convention is like the trial into National Convention, because National Convention is about a week, and the drive down to Indianapolis, I think, is about 10 or so hours. So State Convention is like a mini Nationals, but I really like State Convention.
All right.
So does Chloe.
Okay. Do you plan on going to the Nationals or not?
Honestly, we don't really know yet. It just kind of depends on all our sports, too, because those run into the Nationals.
Okay.
Yeah, we would like to, but it just depends, like Chloe said.
Right. Talk a little bit about the La Caprile Valley FFA chapter. How many students are involved and who your advisors are?
I do not know an exact number of our students, but I know we have many enrolled members. We have over 75, which is awesome.
Wow.
We have three advisors, Mrs. Petrowski, Mr. Olson, and Ms. Page.
Okay. So, Chloe, I'll start with you. What do you like about, this is your second year, what do you like about FFA?
I just love all the opportunities that get brought upon us, and I get to try many new things. I never thought I was ever going to do conduct of chapter meeting, but it Mrs. Petrowski just pushed me to do it, and that's what I like about FFA, is just getting pushed to do new things. I do many other contests, but I never thought I was going to get to a speaking contest. I just like kind of more of the livestock contest. But honestly, now I like doing the speaking contest more than the CDEs.
Okay. How about you, Greta?
Yeah, I like the opportunities, like Chloe said, that FFA has brought to me. I've made many new friendships, formed new bonds, and my leadership skills have gotten a lot better. My speaking skills have gotten a lot better. If you ever, you know, want to make new friends, learn about new things, learn about ag, FFA is the way to go. Especially if you're interested in livestock, if you're interested in showing like I was, I really got into it and I learned to love it. And it's one of my favorite things about FFA and 4-H now.
Awesome.
And about the showing, we got the opportunity to go and show at the state fair. At the FFA air part of it, and it just forced us to meet new people, and we get to make new connections.
All right. That's awesome. Take us quickly through a daily routine of what you guys are doing down at the state FFA convention. Is it a long day, or what do you do?
Very long.
It's a pretty long day. Yesterday, we had to get up at 5:30. Today, we got up at 5:45.
What?
And then, yeah, we have to get ready. We have to get in our official dress, which is our black shoes, black pants, white button-up, or black flats, black tights, and a black skirt, and then our blue jackets, our scarves or ties, and our white button-ups. And then we make our way downstairs for breakfast. We get on the bus, and we head over to the U of M campus.
And then from there, we drop off wherever anyone needs to go, because pretty much all the contests are in different buildings. And then, yesterday was kind of different. The people that competed the day before, we went to a career fair. So if you didn't compete, you went to the career fair. And then after the career fair, we went to another, I would call it a session, and we learned about the power of habit. It was pretty much a workshop. We just got to interact with more people. And then after that, we got to go and eat at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's a bonus.
I did it the first time yesterday. It was so good.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so it sounds like you're having fun, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
And then
go ahead.
After we dropped everybody off where they needed to go and everybody was done, we came back to Williams Arena for the third and fourth session. So we were here till about 9 o'clock at night. We made our way back to the hotel and we got supper.
At the session, actually, we got to watch three of our members walk across and get their state degree, which was always really fun.
Who's that then?
We watched Ben Maddox, Callie Borman, and Lexi Glegge get their state degrees.
And what is a state degree?
It is the second highest degree you can get in FFA.
Oh, wow.
Technically, there's one after it, the American degree, but the state degree is kind of just one you can still get while you're in high school.
Wow. Congratulations to those three then. Awesome. So then you finally went to bed about time.
We went to bed at about 11.
Oh, wow.
If you stayed up later.
Okay. All right. Well, Chloe and Greta, anything else you'd like to mention about the state convention? We cover about everything?
I think we covered anything. It's a fun thing that many people can do. Any FFA members really can just come along and you can join on all the sessions and all the workshops. You can go to the career fair. I mean, we learned a lot about all the careers, mostly ag related, but they were just fun to learn about. Yeah.
All right. Well, Chloe, thank you. And Greta, thank you so much. You're very well spoken, by the way, and I think there's a job in radio if you'd like one.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, girls.
Yes, thank you, Paul.
Bye.
That's Chloe Glegge and Greta Fernals from La Caparal Valley FFA chapter down at the state convention today.